The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, 2% at grocery stores, and 1% on all other purchases.
This is the Will Cain Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Is there anything over any horizon, any time frame, stretch it out, get limber as far as you can in the future? Is there anything that LeBron James can do to catch the GOAT? Can the King catch Michael Jordan? No, but he might get second. The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation, answer that question at 888-729-3776. I'm happy now, honored really, to invite into the show the champ, heavyweight boxing champion, Evander Holyfield, here on the Will Cain Show. What's up, Evander?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you on the show. How are you doing? How are you doing through this? What are you doing right now? Are you training? You in shape? What are you doing, Evander?
Well, everything's good. I'm going to start, getting ready for some exhibition bouts.
Yeah, what are you going to do in the exhibition fights? How many rounds are you going to do? What are you going to do in these fights?
Three round exhibition hip hop by foundation.
3 rounds exhibition fights for charity to help your foundation, Evander Holyfield. Yep. Here on the Will Cain Show, Evander. Forgive me. How old are you right now?
I'll be 58 this year.
There we go. What kind of shape are you in right now?
I'm decent shape.
All right, 57 in decent shape. You know this is going to come, Evander. It probably already has, right? People are talking. They're talking about Mike Tyson coming back. I think Mike's 53. He's putting out videos. He's working out. He's training. He looks like he's in pretty decent shape. And he's talking, I think, pretty openly about some exhibition fights. Is that something that you would be up for?
Well, I'll come into it. I don't have no problem.
You'd be ready? You'd do that? Hop in the ring with Mike again?
Of course, it's no problem to me.
So what we got to do to make that happen, Evander? How can we make it happen?
Well, talk to my people, and that's what he want to do, I have no problem with it.
Has anybody brought those ideas to you yet, officially?
Well, it's kind of in the paper, kind of like that. Everybody. See, if he in shape and I'm in shape, why not?
Well, exhibition fights, who are you fighting in these exhibition fights?
Well, just people that I know that would like to work out, like Randy Bowe or something like that. Tend to work things that people kind of probably like to see.
Yeah, Riddick Bowe, I know they'd like to see you and Mike fight. A couple months ago, Evander Holyfield here on the Will Cain Show, I had Larry Holmes on the show, and I talked to Larry about the last big heavyweight fight, which was Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. Now, Larry Holmes, champ at that time, he believed in Wilder, the punching power versus what Tyson Fury could do. But I did ask him, what'd you think about these guys compared to you guys back in the day? And he said, no, not on the same level. What do you think about the guys today like Fury and Wilder and Joshua and how they compare to guys from your day?
Well, actually, I think that all three of them, I think it may be a little different from Wilder. Wilder, he started boxing 19. So it may be a little difficult for him, but I think
Fury.
Fury. I think he doing well because he been boxing a long time. He's been doing it as a kid, and of course, when you look at what's the other guy named
Joshua.
Yeah, Joshua. Joshua. He's a gold medal. And so, he know how to fight good inside and outside, good punching power. Like this, I I think that he will be good too.
Are you surprised, Champ? Obviously, Holmes was. I think a lot of us are. Guy as big as Tyson Fury and kind of doesn't look like he's in great shape, but he's so athletic and quick and can and technical, right? Are you surprised by Tyson Fury?
Well, not really, because you know he have the reach. He have the reach, and he's a boxer. So you know, one thing that if he don't knock you out, then his game is not over. He can do other things to beat you. He got more than one way to beat you. And you know, and I think that with, you know, of course, with the Bomber, he's not a clever boxer, but he got a good 1-2. He got a good 1-2. And so throwing down another, if he catches one of that, he can get you out of there.
Mm-hmm. Vander Holyfield, 57 years old, only four-time heavyweight champ. Real deal, Holyfield. He got back into the gym, as he's been telling us, training for potential boxing exhibition matches. It's raising money for Unite for Our Fight campaign, which is going to provide today's youth with the educational and emotional support they deserve. Consider donating today at Unite4OurFight.org. You can also use the hashtag Unite for Our Fight on all social media posts. All right, Champ. I like talking to you. You know, if you get back in the ring with Mike, I'll be watching. That'll be exciting. I'll be watching these exhibition fights, too. It'll be fun.
All right. I appreciate it.
Okay. Take care. Evander Holyfield, the real deal here on The Will Cain Show. Presented by Progressive Insurance. This is Shower Sessions. Half interview, half concert. All from the shower. Watch new music videos and exclusive interviews now at youtube.com/progressive. The weekend homework, as we've assigned, is road trip movies. Now, it's been heist movies. It's been war movies. It's been buddy cop movies. It's been courtroom dramas, lawyer movies. It most recently was psychological thrillers. It's even been stand-up comedy specials. We keep score. We each nominate. We each draft on Friday. In this hour, we're going to draft best road trip movies. We're lighting it up. So Mike A., Bubba, Nuno, Pat, and myself will draft when setting the big board. Right now, this is what the big board looks like. Forgive me if I rattle them off, but here are some of the nominees. Of course, Road Trip, Euro Trip, Vacation, Smokey and the Bandit, Cannonball Run. Do they hold up? Blues Brothers, does it hold up? Harold and Kumar, Dumb and Dumber, Borat, Almost Famous, Easy Rider. What has been nixed, and Travis has a problem with this, Travis from Illinois, is The Hangover. Travis, Hangover's a destination movie, man. It's a Vegas movie. The road trips at the front end of that thing aren't very important to the whole storyline, Travis.
Oh, but if you think about the actual movie, and honestly, taking it off is probably for the best, because the other movies, you know, they don't stand a chance against the Hangover, but it's taking place in a car the majority of the time that you're watching. They're either still in the police car or trying not to damage the future father-in-law's, you know, expensive car or whatever it is, but they are constantly in the car.
Yeah, but a road trip movie isn't just in a car. In fact, it doesn't even have to be in a car, because you could do planes, trains, and automobiles. You see, what you're opening the door to is, if a car is involved, you're going to get Pat in a situation where he has an excuse to start putting Fast Five movies up.
Too Fast, Too Furious is a road trip movie, I would argue, but
see?
That's besides
see?
The point.
See what
yeah,
you're
I
doing
mean,
here,
yeah,
Travis?
But with The Hangover, you get the whole road trip vibe. You know, they all meet up together. Alan is that scene where they're just road tripping to Vegas is just, that's comedic classic. That's like top of the notch, top of the line comedy right there.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden. All right, Travis, I appreciate it. You're going to get overruled, though. How about Bob from Michigan? What's up, Bob?
How you doing? I was right from Tennessee.
Hey, okay, sorry. Nuno wrote Michigan. What's up?
I'm up in the UP, actually.
Oh.
Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Now that we got your geography solidified, what road trip movie are you thinking about?
Well, I got two things to say. Number one, Cannonball Run has to go. I mean, that's
out?
A race movie. It's not a road trip.
Oh, it's a good point, because there are race movies, too. It's a good point, Bob.
Okay, and number two, there's one glaring omission, I think, on your list, and that is Wild Hogs.
Is that John
Travolta?
That whole
movie's a road trip. That's what it's all about.
John Travolta and Tim Allen? Is that right?
And Martin Lawrence and William H. Macy.
All right. I liked point one. I don't know about point two. Thanks for
yeah,
the call, Bob.
Glaring might be a bit of an overstatement there.
One more, Jeff from Kentucky. What are we missing, Jeff, on the big board?
Yeah, hey, Will, thanks for taking my call. Hey, with all due respect to Tommy Boy and Vacation, the winner is We're the Millers.
We talked about that's Jason Sudeikis and
Christina
Jennifer
Applegate.
Aniston.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston, and you got Ron Swanson
playing,
in though. There too.
Yes, right. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because Nuno decided to hit on the mic, which he doesn't do very often. Normally when I call on him, it's a 5-second pause threatening the alarms to go off in the control room for him to respond. But this time, he fired off on hitting the mic on Christina Applegate.
He goes, oh yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, not Christina Applegate. Wonder why Christina Applegate's so top of mind and fire ready for Nuno. Nuno, what did it for you with Christina Applegate? What was that?
I don't know why. I just, for whatever reason, blonde. I was like, no, Christina Applegate.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's draft our road trip movies. Let's play sound from Lewis Riddick on the newest pod on what it's like to play for Belichick and Saban at the same time. And let's settle this debate. I teased it up. I'm going to tell you. Could LeBron do enough over some extended period of time to catch Michael Jordan? That's coming up on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit GEICO.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Frantically scrolling, 27 best road trip movies. I need help. I need help. My mistake in the past has been, let's get something fun and new when the classics have held up. Hell, Jaws won. Silence of the Lambs won. Just go classic, Will. Best road trip movie. Let's draft. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Tune into the conclusion of The Last Dance this Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. Listen to the wrap-up podcast hosted by Jalen Jacoby, immediately following the broadcast presented by State Farm and AT&T, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. I have gone to town. I tweeted about this just now. I did it in my last segment. The ridiculousness, the utter stupidity, and more than that, the offensiveness of the NFL's proposal to incentivize minority head coach and GM hiring by bribing teams with higher draft slots. I'm going to get to that in a minute, but I'm curious about this, okay? I don't see anybody that likes this idea. Nobody. 888-729-3776. I mean, I'm making the mistake of scrolling through social media, and that is a funhouse mirror view of the world, but everybody seems to be able to see this is insulting. This is bribery. This is stupid. Now, I know I'm coming strong, but if you have a response and you want to tell me differently, I will hear you out like I always do. And we can talk about it. 888-729-3776. But I don't see, I cannot see anyone or the defense of this proposal. You let me know. 888-729-3776. Okay, road trip movies. I've got the big board. Let's see here. Mike A's here. Bubba's here. Nuno's here. Pat's here. Let's go over it real quick again. First, Hangover is out. Everybody agrees? It's not a road trip movie. It's a destination
yes.
movie. It's a Vegas movie.
Agreed.
Yes. Thank you. I think that the caller from Tennessee, Upper Peninsula from Tennessee, made a good point. Cannonball Run is a race movie. And if we open it up to race movies, you got all kinds. Is Days of Thunder a road trip movie? You know, Senna? Are those road trip movies? See, even though it's cross-country from Connecticut to California, I think Cannonball Run has to fall into the race movie category. Anyone agree or disagree
good
with that?
I thought his good point was Wild Hogs.
Well, there's that, too. Thanks, Bubba. Never forget
Larry's
John Travolta, Tim Allen movie. Okay, so I'm going to take Cannonball Run out of contention. We got Road Trip, Euro Trip, Vacation, Smokey and the Bandit, Blues Brothers, Dumb and Dumber, Borat, Almost Famous, Easy Rider, Harold and Kumar. If I've forgotten anything, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here scrolling really quickly through lists because I have the second pick here. Best road trip movies. This will be our homework. Anybody have anything to add, anything to object to before we draft, fellas?
No, you're the only one who's stalling.
I got a few you left off, but no glaring omissions there.
That's the role you've been doing the last couple of Fridays. We all brainstorm and put them up on the big board, and you sit yours in your back pocket so nobody will think of them.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Welcome to my strategy.
And you did pick the category.
Got me 3 wins.
You did pick.
Ooh.
Road trip movies. Let's update the scoreboard. Do we have that in
front
of us, Mike?
Listen, you mentioned a few of mine. You just didn't put them on the big board.
Mike A has 3 wins. Bubba has 2 wins. I have 2 wins. Nuno and Pat both have 0 wins. That's the big board as it stands now.
Okay, what's more impressive, the fact that Pat has no wins and 2 losses?
Sorry, we must have lost Mike A. I don't know what happened.
Pat, quit messing with the board and do your job. Put Mike A back up. Mike A, what point were you making?
Was it more impressive that Pat has 2 losses and no wins, or Nuno is 0 in both categories? What's more impressive? Because I got to say, ride in the middle is hard.
I think it's Nuno.
I actually respect Pat's game a little more because riding the fence and getting a 0 is a dishonorable strategy. Pat's at least swinging.
Hey, go big or go home.
Yeah, Nuno's watching pitches go by. So
true. Fair point.
Rain Man, road trip movie. Rain Man.
Yeah, it's a road trip movie.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Okay, yep. What are we doing here?
Easy Rider?
The Motorcycle Diaries?
Hey, Pat, you know you have the first pick.
I'm aware.
Right, let's get to it. Okay, Pat, you have the first pick in road trip movie genre. Go ahead, you are now on the clock.
So it was really coming down for me between Tommy Boy and Dumb and Dumber, because I just think those movies are tremendous. So... after narrowing it down, the movie that I'm going to go with is Joe Dirt.
Oh, my gosh. He strikes again.
Wow. Joe Dirt.
With the first overall pick, fellas. With the first overall pick.
Joe Dirt.
Okay. I have, and I shouldn't do this because it can help you guys with me drafting second. Mine comes down to 3 movies that I will pick. It is Over the Top. It is Tommy Boy, which I think gives me a real good shot at winning, or it is Smokey and the Bandit. Now, the mistake I've made in the past is thinking Smokey and the Bandit wouldn't hold up. That you got to go more recent. Smokey and the Bandit. I'm going to eliminate Over the Top, and it comes down to Tommy Boy or Smokey and the Bandit. I'm ready. With the second overall pick in road trip movies, I will select Tommy Boy.
Not bad. That was one of...
It's a good pick.
Yeah. So, since you guys are killing me, I'm going to do what Pat probably should have done and just take Dumb and Dumber.
I have watched Dumb and Dumber in the past 2 weeks, so that's good. I only have to watch 4 movies this weekend. Dumb and Dumber was on, and I watched
it this morning.
You did? It was going to be your pick? Because you
that
said you
my
wanted
number
to...
number one pick.
Dumb and Dumber is
Dumb and Dumber
off
was
the board.
My number one pick.
Bubba, you still got Smokey and the Bandit, Over the Top. You've got Vacation. You got some winners up there, Bubba.
I've never seen any of those 3 movies. I had Dumb and Dumber number one. I had Tommy Boy number two.
Where'd you have Joe Dirt?
It's not a bad movie. I mean,
it's
I wouldn't pick it number one. I did see it in theaters. I do love Euro Trip. Scotty doesn't know. I guess I'll just stick
Bubba
with...
is the Minnesota Vikings of these drafts. He takes so long and threatens somebody's going to jump him and take his spot. I'm going to let Mike A. go ahead and make his way to the podium if you take any longer.
All right. I'm going to go...
Road Trip movies, huh?
is that what we're doing? All right, I'm gonna stick with the rules are movies I've seen and movies I enjoy.
The audience is falling asleep. You want to pick this up?
Almost Famous.
Oh, it's a good movie. You might get last. That leaves Mike A. It's his category. And it's the final pick of the genre.
I got my two seed sitting on the board. I kind of want to take vacation. That was my four seed. But in the end, I'm going to stick to the big board. I'm going Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Think you made a mistake there. It's good.
You always think I make a mistake, and you're usually right.
Well, you have three wins, so who am I to say that? I can't believe we left Vacation, Smokey and the Bandit on the board. I can't believe.
Well, that's because we have things like Joe Dirt on there.
That's
Joe Dirt's
true.
A great road trip movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's
tremendous.
As is always, Joe, I apologize to the audience for the fact that we have no taste, and Smokey and the Bandit did not get picked, but Joe Dirt did when it comes to road trip movies. That's your weekend homework. Let's watch Dumb and Dumber, Almost Famous, Tommy Boy, Joe Dirt, and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles to find out which is the favorite road trip movie of the category. This week's movie homework is brought to you by Geico. Look at us getting sponsored. Learn more at Geico. 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies at geico.com/giveback. It also works with road trip movies. Geico, you know, cars, road trips. Thank you, Geico. We're big time. Coming up, what's it like to play for both Saban and Belichick? How about at the same time? It means you stay up all night because you don't want to go to bed because the morning comes too soon. You'll hear next in the Will Cain Show.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
I've asked you, help me out. Defend this proposed NFL resolution to be voted on that if you hire a minority head coach or exec, you get a bump in draft stock. It's ridiculous. To me, it's indefensible. Somebody tweeted me something equally ridiculous. This only highlights it. What happens if you hire a woman then? Do you get a first round playoff bye? Every single bit of it diminishes the candidate, the hiring process, the teams, everything. And that joke, while ridiculous, shows the ridiculousness of the proposal. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm going to hear from you in just a moment. If somebody's there to defend this proposal, I want to hear from it. 888-729-3776. I talked about minority hiring, the role of bias, which I believe plays a role in every aspect of life. Networking, which that plays a role as well. Who's familiar, comfortable, who knows who. I talked about all that with Lewis Riddick, who I think should be a GM in the NFL. On my latest podcast, you can go find the whole interview. It's an hour long. It's deep with Lewis Riddick. Go to the Will Cain Show podcast feed. Let's do it. Here's a taste. He played for the Browns in the 90s. The Browns when Belichick was the head coach and Saban was the defensive coordinator. And he talked about what it was like to play for both those guys. Listen.
It's fair in this sense because, look, most players overall, most people, they say they want to be great. They don't really want to do what's necessary to be great. They want to be it. But as soon as it gets a little bit too hard, and as soon as people say, hey, look, the only way you're going to be great implies sustained success, okay? That means you're doing it good all the time, not some of the time, all the time. And that requires a certain amount of dedication and resilience that many people just aren't willing to tap into. And in order to get there, you're going to have to go through some hard times. And you're going to have to go through some things that you don't like and that are uncomfortable. And Bill had to put people through some things in Cleveland that people weren't comfortable with. And he tried to hold people accountable to a degree that people weren't very comfortable with. And you're right. There wasn't always a success that will allow people to tolerate Bill putting you through those kind of things. And then what winds up happening is when it starts to go bad, it really goes bad because then people start checking out. And that's kind of what happened. Now, it's not to say he didn't have any success, because in 1994 in Cleveland, we went 11-5. We were one of the wild card teams in the AFC. We beat the New England Patriots in the wild card game and then lost to the Steelers in the divisional round. It was like the third time that year we had lost to them. But we had one of the best scoring defenses in the history of football up until that point. And we had some tremendous veterans. We played a tough-nosed, hard-ass style of football. Like, we used to jack people's asses up. But what we didn't have was we didn't have a very powerful offense that could really put points on the board, and that's why we kind of stalled out. The next year in 95, we were like one of the favorites to maybe win the AFC and go to the Super Bowl. And then a couple people got hurt. The move was announced to go to Baltimore, and things fell apart. Bill had an all-star staff, multiple guys on that staff who wound up being head coaches, a GM. I mean, Ozzie Newsom wound up becoming a Hall of Fame GM. He was on that staff. Saban was the defensive coordinator. I mean, Scott Pioli was in the front office. Tom Dimitroff was in the front office. Jim Schwartz was in the front office. We had people all over the place that wound up becoming, you know, fixtures in the NFL. But the thing about it in that kind of program, and you touched on it, is this. If you don't have success and have sustained type of success, people check out. But the only way you can have sustained kind of success is because you're willing to buy into the demands that Bill places on you. And I will say this. He is not for everyone. It takes a special kind of mental toughness to really deal with someone who's going to hold you accountable every single freaking day. And I'll tell you this. I remember many times during that 94 season that we went to the playoffs. You know, my girlfriend, who is now my wife, I remember telling her many times that she was asking, why are you sitting up so late at night? Why don't you go to bed? And I would say, because the morning will come too fast. She goes, well, what the hell do you mean by that? Then I have to go into practice, and I got tired of being yelled at by Saban and Belichick and being told it's not good enough, it's not good enough, it's not good enough, it's not good enough. But now when I look back on it, it's the best thing that ever happened to me, and that's why those guys are great. That's why they're two of the greatest of all time. Bill will go down as the greatest of all time in the NFL, and Nick will be right in the conversation and be the greatest college coach of all time. That's what it takes to be on that level. If you don't have to want to be on that level. If you don't want to be on that level, you're not going to last with those guys. Okay, you're just not going to last with those guys.
It's crazy how reminiscent this is of the kind of stuff we're hearing from The Last Dance and Michael Jordan. It's crazy.
You know what? I was about to say that. It's exactly what Jordan's talking about.
Right.
You don't have, like, it's the reason why he started getting upset, I believe, you know, last night in that episode where he said, look, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. You don't have to do it my way if you don't want to. But that's the way I am, because that's what he wanted to be. That's what Kobe wanted to be. Everybody wants to be great, but people don't want to make those sacrifices because that is hard. It is. Right. And I'll tell you what, it's not even so much about, look, if you're not good enough, you're not good enough from a physical perspective. Maybe you aren't. But what you can control and what you do have a choice, to make as far as committing yourself is something that you can control. You can control that. And these guys, I'm telling you, they wouldn't accept anything less than you making that choice. And if you didn't make that choice, they would run you off or you would quit anyway. And your performance would suck to the point where they'd get rid of you eventually. And one of my greatest achievements in professional sports is this. Honest to God, is earning the respect of Saban and Belichick. Because I could call Nick Saban right now, and he'd take my call right now. He's someone who has told me face-to-face, you were smart, you were tough, and you were always there. You played hurt. You tried to knock the shit out of people. And Bill would tell you the same thing. The absolute same thing.
That's Lewis Riddick on a podcast, What's Like to Play with Saban, Play for Saban, and Belichick at the same time with the Cleveland Browns. It was an all-star coaching staff, isn't it? I mean, geez. Pioli, Newsom, Schwartz, Saban, on and on. Of course, Belichick. And I think it's fascinating to hear him say, man, it was hard. It was hard for me. I was like, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back to practice tomorrow. I don't want to be yelled at again. I don't want. Pretty vulnerable there from Lewis Riddick. Again, you can get the whole conversation hour, and it's apropos now. It was just done the other day, but now with the proposed or rumored proposal of the NFL to vote on a resolution to incentivize the hiring of minority candidates with improved draft status, Lewis and I talked about the role of race in hiring in the NFL. We didn't talk about it like that, I promise. We talked about it in some other ways. You should go check it out. It's on the Will Cain Show podcast feed. I've asked you, 888-729-3776, tell me how this makes sense. If anybody thinks so, I want to hear from you. Plus, I'm going to round this out with, what could LeBron James do to ever catch Michael Jordan? That's next on the Will Cain Show.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Could the king ever catch the goat? It's the Will Cain Show. It was never going to be easy, of course. And the incredible challenge of winning a sixth title in 8 years and completing a second three-peat only grows more challenging the closer Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls get the ultimate goal in the spring of 98. It's the final two episodes of The Last Dance this Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. Catch up on every episode on demand and the ESPN app. All right, I wanted to hear from you on this NFL potential resolution vote proposal to increase minority hiring by giving teams improved draft position if they hire a minority head coach or a minority GM. I think it's beyond stupid. I think it's insulting. I want to hear from you. Eric in Tennessee's been calling in lately. I don't get the sense that Eric's a big fan, but he's been calling, so he's been listening. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah. So, full disclosure, I'm African-American, but I can say that this to me seems to be a really bad idea because what it does is it pushes the responsibility of explaining a coach hire from the GM and the owner to the coach himself. If a minority coach gets hired, he's going to have to justify his hiring now in addition to saying, they didn't just hire me for the draft picks. Whereas if you didn't interview a minority for a position, that GM and that owner had to explain and get on the red carpet and explain why they didn't want to look at a minority, why they didn't interview them. So then they're getting grilled. But now when that coach gets hired, he's going to have to explain, the reason I didn't get hired is because of draft picks. I'm actually good at this job. Look, I can coach. Look, I can coach. And then 2 years from now, when the coach, if he's not good and if he wasn't the right hire, now you're putting the GM in a bad position to say, what's more important, these draft picks that I'm going to move up or
Eric, that's why I say it diminishes the candidate. It's insulting. It reflects, you know, it reflects poorly on the candidate as much as it does the team as well. I agree with you. I want you to hear me out for a second, Eric, okay? I believe that racial bias exists in this world. I think most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, it exists at an individual level. So the way you go about curing most of it is by looking inward. That's what I think most of the time. I believe also when it comes to hiring in the NFL, and this is something I talk about with Lewis Riddick, it has a lot to do with networking. Who do you know? Who you familiar with? Who you friends with? Who you good old boys with? All that stuff. And the bottom line is, United States of America, networking and friendships and social networks break down, not always, but often on racial lines. That's the biggest hurdle to more minority hiring. I don't know that there is a legislative fix to that. I don't know how you can make people hang out and get more comfortable and network with each other better. I believe in the end, the way it's fixed is by people looking past their superficial differences and going towards common goals, like winning, and looking inward to get rid of that stuff. That's what I believe. What say you, Eric?
Oh, I don't agree with that at all. What I think has to happen is so it's like this. When you have kids, right? Would you think it's better to reward your kid for getting an A or to punish your kid for getting an F? Right? Like, it's probably best to punish them for getting an F because you don't reward expected behavior. But you still have to say, I'm not going to accept behavior that I find to be unacceptable. But if the punishment itself doesn't outweigh the incentive, they're always going to cheat. Right? I think there's some to that, but that internalizing, but if you leave it up to people and they're going to be successful and there's not a punishment for it, they're going to continue to do the exact same thing. If you have a kid that can get like D's, you know how they say C's get degrees, then if there's no incentive for them to get a B or an A or anything like that, if it's not attached to a job, then they're probably not going to be better at it.
Doesn't that incentive do what you just said when it comes to the draft analysis? It undercuts the candidate. You didn't do it for merit. You did it for the incentive.
But what I'm saying is that if they have to explain themselves, then that's how they get – because some people aren't aware of their biases, right? For example, my job, I'm in the military. Sometimes when people aren't in the military, I don't understand how they don't have certain things, like they're not in good shape and stuff. And I have to look at it and say, man, you know what? Not everybody gets paid to be in shape. So, but it forces you to do that. And I understand what you're saying, but there has to be some triggering mechanism. Because you leave people to their own devices, they're probably not going to do what you expect.
That's a deeper conversation, Eric, about making people do things they should do. That's a hard one. I appreciate the call. I want to hear from more people. Sean from North Carolina doesn't like my take. It says weak as water. What's wrong, Sean? Give it to me quick. Give it to me quick.
Bottom line is this. You want to incentivize the behavior that you want more of. Your perspective is just simply name-calling and saying something is stupid. If people were moral and just and going to do the right thing simply for the sake of doing the right thing, they'd already be doing it. The fact is, there aren't minority coaches and candidates to be GM simply because people aren't choosing to win. They're not choosing to say,
so
okay,
like
let me look
proposal,
outside
Sean.
The box and
Sean,
do something
you like
different.
This proposal. So you like this idea.
I didn't say I like the proposal, but to default to something that you don't like and start name-calling and saying is stupid,
it
why
is
not
stupid.
Incentivize it?
It
if,
is stupid.
What you were
because
saying
it's stupid. It's not name-calling. It's a diagnosis,
situation.
Sean, it's not name-calling to tell a patient you have cancer, all right? The patient doesn't look at the doctor and go, well, that's name-calling. No, it's called a diagnosis. This rule proposal is stupid. Take that to the medical bank. All right, that's my diagnosis. Thanks for the call, Sean. Mr. Diabolical in Michigan, what's up?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, full disclosure, of course, I'm African-American also. I think the Rooney Rule is pretty stupid, and this rule is even more stupider. But I think the biggest problem is they need to be more organized. So what I would recommend is after the season over, say March 1st, they should have a program where if African-Americans want to be head coaches, they have a three-week program where they can go in and get training and understand what it takes to be, you know, be at that level. And then they can also have another program where people want to be scouts or assistant general managers or general managers have a program for that. That way the owners can call in and say, hey, you know, who's looking good? And they'll say, you know, this guy Charlie and this guy Bob, they look really, really sharp.
But they do
now
know
the
some
owners
of that.
Are more incentivized
but they
to
know
go
that.
With Charlie. Huh?
But they, I appreciate that, Mr. Diabolical. Thanks for the call. I think they know some of that. You know, they know who's good, who's not. They know who's a good offensive coordinator, who's a good defensive coordinator. I know nobody likes it because we want to force something, right? Let me do this read really quickly. Sports is coming back this week, and you know, and I think sports with the Bundesliga, UFC, and NASCAR will be in the zone this weekend. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. I think nobody likes this because we like to force things. We like solutions. We like legislation. But the truth is it's about us. I truly believe that. Do you look at another human being and see an individual, or do you see a black individual and a white individual? I'm not suggesting we're colorblind, but we can look deeper. We can have deeper goals like winning, and that's the solution. I know somebody told me earlier, that's never going to happen. If it was going to happen, it already would have. No. The world's gotten better. We don't want to believe that, but it's true. We've gotten better, but we have ways to go. And the way we get better and the road we still have to travel, it's inside, man. It's inside as much as outside. It's one at a time in here. It's individual. That's what I call it.
Thank you for listening to the Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to the Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.